This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour one on this Tuesday. Come on in, stay a while. Yes, the gang's all here, including Fritzy. Operator Tyler standing by for your phone calls. Have a poll question, play of the day, stat of the day. Stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Say good morning to those watching on Peacock. Thank you for downloading the app, our streaming partner, and our radio affiliates around the country. Heisman finalist in no particular order, Jaden Daniels, Marvin Harrison Jr. III, Bo Nix, and Michael Penix are going to New York. I am not allowed to tell you who I voted for in what order. The Heisman Trust asked me not to. Not me specifically, but sort of me specifically, since I do have this platform to be able to say, didn't want to influence anybody's vote, and they asked that we keep it quiet. So even though we know who's going to New York, even though we know the votes are tabulated, I'm still not supposed to tell you that I voted for Jaden Daniels. Not supposed
what?
To.
Which you didn't.
I'm not supposed to tell you that. Yes, Paul.
Also, I don't know how much we could talk about it. You had a vote that was not an invitee.
Yes, but I can't tell you about that. No, I cannot. All right. Yesterday, when we left you, I said, all right, here's the situation for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Favored by 10, Bengals coming to town, standalone game, no Joe Burrow. The AFC is there for the taking. You play in a division that is apparently getting more competitive each week that we didn't think so. With the Texans and the Colts, and you have national TV. Put on a show. Let us reinvest in the Jags. Clean game, maybe win by 14, and then you move on to Cleveland next week. Cleveland is starting Joe Flacco, who is a year younger than me. Okay.
I checked this. He's a couple years
younger. Oh, he is a couple years younger. Okay. And I'm thinking, all right, just a standalone clean game. All right, Jake Browning's quarterbacking the Bengals. Okay, had one fabulous year in college at Washington, and he is your backup quarterback for the rest of the season. So it's there. They're going to win. The question is style points. That's what we were looking for. It's like a college football game. It's a game where you go, man, all right, let's get some style points here. Let's showcase our quarterback. We got some really good players here. Nobody really knows us, national landscape here. And then all of a sudden, the Bengals, Jake Browning looked like he was Joe Burrow out there. And, you know, Ja'Marr Chase, I mean, since entering the league in 2021, he has 10 catches of 50 or more yards. That is tied with one guy over that span, and that is Tyreek Hill. When he gets it, he makes you pay for it, and you saw that last night. But the Jags did have a chance to win this game, and this is one of those where you look back. All it takes is that one game, because like the Cowboys against the Eagles, it's so important because if you don't win your division, then you're the fifth seed, and then you're on the road. And then the odds of you getting to a NFC title game or a Super Bowl, you know, decrease dramatically. you know, here's the AFC South. Not exactly murderer's row here, but give credit to the Texans and the Colts. They have been competitive, and they, you know, are staying in the thick of this. But you got to win this game. You have this opportunity, and then your quarterback gets banged up, not quite sure the severity of the injury, but this is Doug Peterson, the Jags head coach, on Trevor Lawrence's injury.
I don't have any information yet on Trevor. We're still evaluating him, you know, so he'll have more, tests and things done here tonight and tomorrow, so I'll probably have a better update for you tomorrow on that. But, I mean, yeah, we had position players go down, you know, but look, that's part of the game. You know, it happens, and it's unfortunate, but, you know, next guy up has to be ready to go and play.
Yeah. They had a chance. They had a chance. But you're at home. It shouldn't come down to, hey, we had a chance. Jake Browning, acting like Joe Burrow, had this to say after throwing for over 300 yards.
I think after you put up 10 points in your first start, you're kind of excited to get another crack at it, where you feel like I had a better week. I kind of knew, you know, I had some, was able to reflect on going through a week of it, which I can watch Joe or whoever I've been behind do it a million times. It's different once it's you. And so I was able to kind of reflect on what was my week like, and what do I need to improve. The main thing is just having those reps and having another week of it, and we were able to put up points.
And Troy Aikman pointed out something, that when you get thrust into a game after an injury, as opposed to you have all week to prepare for a team as a backup quarterback, it is immeasurable. The value that you have when you get those reps, you start, you know, Monday, and then you go all the way to Saturday, and then you get ready to play a game. You're prepared. Your teammates are prepared. They know who you are, your cadence, how you are in the huddle, what kind of ball you're going to throw, all of those things. As opposed to, hey, go in there and try to save a game. Now Jake Browning at least has that opportunity to prepare each week because he's going to be the starter. And I think the Bengals were pronounced dead a couple of times on this show. Is that right, Seton O'Connor? Are they still dead to you?
Definitely.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why last night would change anything. I know the hot storyline is a new Brock Purdy, question mark? No, it isn't.
All right. Seton is not in on the Bengals. They are dead to him. Yes, Paulie.
Bengals are 6-6. They're still fourth in the AFC North. For the playoffs, they need some help. They need some help. They're behind the Broncos.
Yeah, they need some support from Seton is what they need. That's the help.
They're doing it in spite of him. It's bulletin board talk.
Mm. By the way, Simply Safe Home Security offering up 50% on any new system. To save up to 50%, make sure you have the Fast Protect plan. Visit simplysafedan.com.
I just got that, Simply Safe.
You did?
Yeah. I haven't hooked it up yet, but I just got it. Yeah.
Paulie's wife, I think, hooked up their system.
Yeah. I hooked up with her. She hooked up the system.
Yeah.
Like 12 years difference.
Yeah. But you can do it. That's the simple part of this. It's simple enough that we can hook it up.
Well, the better advertising would be it's simple enough that we could do it.
Okay.
Because our wives are very smart.
Yeah.
It's simple enough I didn't have to do it.
Mm.
I mean, I will say
one. No, that's not that. Yeah. No, you don't want to do that one.
Yeah.
All right. Poll question today, Seton. What are we going to go with?
Well, we could start with what you were just sort of toying with.
Mm-hmm.
Which 6-6 AFC team do you still believe in? You have the Bills, Broncos, and the Bengals.
I'm going to go with the Bills.
There. A lot of belief in those teams, and I'm not...
I'm going to go Bills.
Over the Broncos?
I still believe... Well, if they had beaten the Texans, then, you know, but then they wouldn't be 6-6, so they wouldn't be part of the poll question. I'm going to go Buffalo Bills. That was one of my Super Bowl teams, so I'm going to stay with the Buffalo Bills.
Even over the hot Bengals right now.
Yeah.
Because they are back.
No, they're not. No, they're not.
Oh, I thought they were.
Yes, Paul.
The next few weeks, the Bengals face Gardner Minshew, the Vikings, whoever's quarterbacking the Vikings this week. Then they got Mitch Trubisky and the Steelers, then Chiefs and Browns. That's the Bengals schedule upcoming.
Okay. So you're saying there's a chance.
Yeah.
Saying there's a chance.
It's friendly.
Yeah. The Jags are still the odds-on favorite to win the AFC South, followed by the Texans and the Colts. No update on Trevor Lawrence. We'll keep an eye out on MRI this morning. The way he went down, I think now we're conditioned to think, oh, is that an Achilles? And it was his teammate who caused the injured ankle. And you could tell by his reaction that it felt a little bit more severe. Now, they said it's a sprain, but once they go in, check it out, MRI, then, you know, we'll get, you know, some kind of declaration on that. But his reaction was it seemed more serious than just a sprained ankle. Any other poll questions you're thinking about aside from the most dangerous 6-6 team in the AFC? I don't know if that's going to stop people in their, you know,
I don't know. You know what?
In it their might, tracks.
Maybe when you think about, well, it's like twofold. Okay. It's get a grip, people. These teams are 6-6. Sort of snark from me.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
Yeah, get a grip.
Oh.
But it's also, okay. Those are good teams. Those are good names. Those are good. Those are teams that like people still believe in. Like earlier this morning, Paul had a poll question. AFC team that's still in the best shape we were talking about. And the first team he said, all right, the Bills. Well, the Bills are out of the playoffs. They're not in good shape at all. They're terrible. But you think in your head, how would they not be good? You just assume you automatically put them right at the top of the AFC.
Okay.
They're a team that people still believe
yes.
in, is my point.
Yes, they do. But they have their starting quarterback, too. That helps. It where does. The Bengals don't.
So far this year, it hasn't helped much, but.
No. I was thinking about the numbers here with quarterbacks. 67 quarterbacks have thrown a pass this season. Now, that's third most through week 13 in the last 12 years. 2022, 70 quarterbacks had thrown at least one pass. 2020, 71 had thrown a pass. 18 teams have started the same quarterback every week through week 13. That's the most since 2016. 10 rookie quarterbacks have thrown at least one pass this season. That's tied for the most in any season in the last 13 years.
Woo! Ow! Start of the day! Start of the day! Start of the day! Start of the day! This is the start of the day!
Woo! Stat of the day, brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of this program. Yes, Paul?
You're going to hate this question. Does the NFL look again at enhancing rules to protect the quarterback?
Okay, well, how do you protect Trevor Lawrence from his own teammate last
night?
I don't know,
but the NFL almost always looks at moves to protect the quarterback. I don't know what's left. No, you can't hit him in the knees, you can't hit him in the head, you can't land on him, you can't hit him late. I don't know if there's another move, but they always look to that because that to them that equals ratings.
Well, they want to add another game too, and the players want to add another game as well.
Did you see last night when Trevor Lawrence went down, C.J. Beathard comes in. On his first run, he runs down the field, and he kind of jacks his left wrist, and he got up, and I was like, there is no other quarterback in the building. They would have had to go to a position.
Troy Aikman would have had to come down and play quarterback for both teams.
Oh, that's good TV.
Yes, Seton.
There's no rule you could possibly put in place to stop your teammate from stepping on your foot, though.
Yeah.
I mean,
how many of these injuries are preventable from the standpoint of, it was self-induced. Your teammate did something, just kind of a fluke. Like, how much of this is really due to the hits that you're taking? I'd be curious about that. I mean, they've done their best. They've gone above and beyond the call of duty to protect these quarterbacks. A lot of these quarterbacks need to protect these quarterbacks. Sometimes they're trying to extend a play, don't go out of bounds, you're going to take on somebody. Like, there's certain things. I mean, Peyton Manning would just go down in a fetal position. When he threw an interception or he's going to get sacked, he'd just go down. Like, let's not even, you know, deal with any of this. Yes, Todd.
Or he just gun it into the ground and just say, forget this play. Moving on to the next one.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
All right.
You know who's done that this year? Tua. If he doesn't have it, he just buries it towards, like, the running back's feet. He says, that's it.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Yeah. You got to live to see another play. But I didn't. Like, I didn't watch the game last night going, man, there's a real problem. You know, this is, they had a chance. They had a game-winning drive. Yes, he does get hurt. Your quarterback comes in. The value of a backup quarterback. Now the backup to the backup quarterback, like Brock Purdy. I mean, imagine if they didn't have Brock Purdy. Would the Niners be the favorite? Would they be the best team in football? And the answer is no. I mean, Brock Purdy has been great. Now, I don't know if he's the MVP. I don't think he's the MVP on his own team. I think Deebo Samuel is. But we have to have somebody win this award. It feels like we're like, you this week? Or you this week? Lamar Jackson, if he has a big game or a couple of big games, might leapfrog. Tua is still in the mix there. Jalen Hurts. Dak Prescott has the best chance, I think, to win the MVP. Yes, Mark.
Do you think Tyreek Hill is going to get a bunch of second-place votes where they say, oh, man, he ends up winning it because he just has so many second-place votes and other guys are getting first-place votes and, you know, who knows?
I don't know how they do that. I don't know if it's just, I think there's 45 or 50 voters, and then you just vote. I don't know if it's first, second, third. I don't know. I've never voted on it. That's the Pro Football Writers. But I don't know if there's a first, second, third. I don't know if they mentioned that. I'm trying to think if I've heard, oh, you finished runner-up for MVP. Yes, Bowen.
According to the Associated Press, voters rank their top five picks for MVP.
Oh, okay.
And then it's based off that. Like, it appears to be a point system.
Okay. Has it always been that way? Like, I don't remember who finished runner-up to Brett Favre when he won all of his MVPs, or who finished runner-up to Peyton when he won his. Yeah, Paul?
Yeah, the old way of voting on the MVP for years and years is you voted one person.
Okay.
And that's why someone would get, like, you know, 200 votes and two people would get one vote. Now it's like it's more like the Heisman where you give a list.
Oh. Well, when did that start?
It changed 1 year ago last week.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So then, yeah, I was conditioned to the, you just voted.
Correct.
And that was it.
So I guess this would be the first year of the format because, well, I know they changed it last year for the voting.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So we learned something here. You know what we also learned? The Jets are a mess. They are a mess. I don't know how you could get messier. But they did. We'll talk about that coming up. Zach Wilson, he doesn't want to play. That's the report. Maybe he doesn't want to play. Worried about injury. How do you think that's going over in the locker room? Hey, Zach, how are you? Is it true? Well, we'll hear from the head coach of the Jets, Robert Saleh. That'll be coming up right after this, Dan Patrick Show. You know where we're going to be in February. We're going to be in Vegas because when you're in Vegas, you're celebrating. We're going to celebrate the Super Bowl there. Vegas is where conventional is challenged, the unexpected embraced, and it's not just celebrating. It's celebrating with an edge.
Let's go.
Now, look at the odds for the Super Bowl right now. Niners are your favorites. Then the Eagles, Dolphins, Chiefs, Ravens, Cowboys. So the Niners currently a heavy favorite, but you start to look at some of these teams. I mean, there's parity here. Feels like the Niners are the best team. The Eagles wounded a little bit, got the Cowboys coming up. Biggest game of the year for the Cowboys. Biggest game in years for the Cowboys. Because we're going to talk about the Cowboys situation. You would think they're in a great situation with a quarterback playing well, a really good wide receiver, and a really good defensive player. They might be in a bad situation coming up. We'll talk about that. But Vegas would certainly welcome the Cowboys back to a Super Bowl. Yes, Todd?
And our first Super Bowl show in Vegas, exactly 2 months from today.
Thank you, Todd. It's not just celebrating. It's celebrating with an edge in Las Vegas.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Ben, host of the 5th Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is the 5th Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of the Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to the 5th Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up, and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you it's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Play of the day coming up. Your phone calls as well. Settle on a poll question. Yesterday was kind of a quiet afternoon. I know there's still the Florida State getting jobbed, lingering out there, sort of staying there on social media. And look, make no mistake about this. Florida State, if you want to look at the way we've done it before, should be in the playoffs. I think people are misconstruing this, that I don't like Florida State. No, I'm just telling you what the bottom line is with this and the committee. And this is somebody who is a powerful person in college football told me years ago, just remember, at the end of the day, it's a TV show. We are trying to present competitive games. We want to have fan bases that will go to potentially two bowl games. You want to make sure that you have the atmosphere there. You want ratings. I know we want to look at the beauty queen, and yeah, you won it. Well, how did you win it? I don't know, but you got this, the right votes. It's a beauty contest. That's what this is. And I know that Florida State, no consolation prize to not get in and then face Georgia. I get it. I understand it. But I have nothing against Florida State. I mean, that quarterback is a wonderful kid. I feel really bad for him. I'd love to see him play. I'm going to root for him. Next level, he seems like a wonderful person. But he's not there to play. Their backup quarterback would be cleared out of concussion protocol. He'd be ready to go. Is that enough? Apparently not. It's a beauty contest. And sometimes you're not perfect. You can be perfect, but that's not perfect enough. And that's what happened in this situation. Yes, we're going to go to 12 teams now. Now you're getting, you know, a lot of the media saying, boy, it'd be nice to have that 12-team playoff. Yes, yes, it would be, but we don't have it. But the bottom line is, it's a beauty contest. Eye of the beholder, and it's not a computer, it's people. And they chose to take four teams they think will travel, fan base, and will be competitive. And you're going to tune in because, you know, Jim Harbaugh's on the sidelines or Nick Saban's on the sidelines. You got Washington with a wonderful head coach, great quarterback and wide receiver. Texas might be the best team in football. That's what they want. Whether we like it or not, fair or not, that's what we have. All right. The Jets are a mess. Story broke yesterday. So once again, it was kind of a quiet afternoon. And then all of a sudden, Diana Rossini sent out a tweet. She works for The Athletic, used to be with the mothership. The Jets want to make a switch at quarterback. The team is leaning towards Zach Wilson to take over, but he is reluctant to step back in. So when that line stood out, I went, wait, hold on. He's reluctant to step back in. The team is discussing their next step. Okay. Here's the second tweet. Aaron Rodgers reached out to Zach Wilson in an effort to advise him to resume the starter role, but at the time, Wilson remained apprehensive due to his perceived injury risk, per sources. But wait, there's more. A third tweet from Diana Rossini. Timeline of events we are reporting. Zach Wilson made clear to multiple members of the organization, players, staff, coaches, of his apprehension to start due to perceived injury risk, per sources. The conversations with Aaron Rodgers came as a result of Wilson's shared sentiments. Well, Robert Saleh, in a paid appearance on the Michael Kay Show, had this to say about Zach Wilson.
Let's be clear. If he was reluctant to play, guys, he wouldn't be here. All right. I actually, coincidentally, just got done speaking with him. He came in about a half hour ago, and we had a really good conversation. The young man wants the ball. He wants to start. He believes he's the best quarterback in the room and best quarterback for this team and the guy who gives us the best chance to win. And I'll tell you guys the same thing I told him. I appreciate it. I appreciate the fact that he wants to play. I'm just not there yet.
Well, somebody's not telling the truth here. Robert Saleh, that was the press conference. He later went on Michael Kay's show and was a little bit more demonstrative, a little bit more adamant about that Zach Wilson wants to play. But does he want to play? Did he say this? Injury risk? I for the life of me, I can't understand what Zach... yes, you don't want to get hurt. Well, I'm sure every one of your teammates doesn't want to get hurt. You're the leader. They gave you a second chance, maybe a third chance, to show something that you're not one of the biggest busts of all time. But you know what? You're trending that way. Fan reaction here. And this isn't about just the Jets. I mean, this is national, where you're saying, I don't want to play anymore. I don't want to get hurt. How do you go into the locker room? How do you go into the huddle? You can't cash your paycheck. You should not cash your paycheck. Robert Saleh says it's not true. Well, there's three sources on this, or three different people reporting this. So there's something attached to this. Yes, Heaton.
Well, this is a separate topic, so I'll just save it. But the three people reporting the same thing just seems weird to me all the time. I know news outlets do it. To me, it seems like it's to add credibility to a story that's probably a little loose as it is.
Yeah.
Because like, look, the three of us, what, were you all on the same conference
call? Yeah, I didn't understand.
Did you all get the same group text message where, like, all three of us are reporting at the same time this story so it feels more real?
Yeah.
That being said, to me, this feels more like a conversation that was had that's maybe been taken out of context. And now it's impossible, the way everyone has run with it, it's impossible to put this toothpaste back in the
tube. Yeah.
But, like an offhanded comment of like, oh, great, so now I get to go back out there, and what, they do believe in me, they don't believe in me, now they want me back again, so I go in there to get hurt. You know what I mean? Or something like that, and now that's been turned into this guy refuses to play. Or...
Well, this is the thing that I'm looking at, Seton. Zach Wilson made it clear to multiple members of the... He made it clear to multiple members of the organization, players, staff, and coaches. If it's an offhanded comment, you're joking, like, oh, God, I got to go back in, run for my life. This feels like he made it clear, players, staff, and coaches. According to Diana Russini, he made it clear. Yeah.
So if that's true,
yeah.
Right, he made it clear to multiple, one of them apparently being Aaron Rodgers. He yeah. made it clear to the coaching staff, I'm not going in there and playing.
Yeah.
Why would Robert Saleh be like, it's not true? This is his chance. Cut the kid loose. We don't want him anymore. We don't want to pay him. We don't even want the question of is this guy ever going to play again for us? The answer is absolutely no.
But he has been apologizing for Zach Wilson all season long. I don't know what ownership says in a situation. I don't know if they say, hey, we're going to stick with him. We're paying him. He needs to play. But Robert Saleh has been cleaning up the mess after the elephant in the circus the entire season here. I mean, would I have been shocked if he came out and said, yeah, Zach doesn't want to play and we're going to cut him? I would have been surprised if he said that yesterday, if it was actually true. Yes,
I understand him cleaning up the mess for him all season. He wasn't supposed to play this season.
Yeah.
This was the season that he was supposed to be sitting and watching Aaron Rodgers and learning how to play quarterback. And instead, four plays into the season or whatever it was, it's like, all right, get back out there, kid. That whole plan is off.
Yeah.
I understand him cleaning up the mess after him. Zach Wilson was put into a situation that he wasn't supposed to be in this year. He was supposed to be allowed that reset of just watch. Watch yep. the way Aaron does this, and we're going to restart your career. But now, why would he still clean up the mess of, I'm not going in, I'm refusing to play? That doesn't make any sense to me.
I don't know. I mean, I'm baffled by this. Why would Zach Wilson allow this to get out? Even the possibility of this getting out. Now Aaron Rodgers is involved in it. Like, your credibility with your teammates is gone. It just feels like it's going to hang there that guy didn't want to play. And you got to cut him loose. You have to say, all right, you don't want to play. We're not going to pay you. But if it gets Aaron Rodgers, maybe it started with Aaron Rodgers. Was it an offhanded comment like, man, I don't want to play?
Well, I thought, according to Diana Russini, Aaron Rodgers called Zach Wilson, right?
Yeah.
And they had a
reached
conversation.
Out, yeah, to advise him to resume the starter role. Like, it's Jetsy.
Maybe his feelings were hurt and he was like, no, screw them. I'm not playing for them.
Yeah.
All right. No problem. But if that's the case, why is Robert Saleh being like, not true? I don't know what conversations you guys are having, but that's not what I'm having.
I think he realizes the kid is committing career suicide. Let me see if I can navigate this. Let me see if I can do something in the next 24, 48 hours. And maybe we can kind of frame this like, hey, he was saying something, an offhanded comment. However you want to do it, I have no idea. You know, get a creative writer to come in and help you with your script here.
It was either Aaron Rodgers or maybe another player.
Yeah.
But somebody who's having these conversations let it out.
Yeah, they did.
And sure it wasn't Zach Wilson.
No, I don't think so. Yeah, Paul.
I could tell you, if I'm paraphrasing the reaction of social media all day yesterday, because I really followed the story, and I'm paraphrasing the collective, this pretty boy who's done almost nothing in his career is about to get his third chance to take over the Jets, and he's not fighting to get back in there? Screw him. That was a lot of the rationale of non-Jets fans, casual sports fans, just reacting to this Zach Wilson story yesterday. Once they see that headline, the first tweet of Diana Russini, it was dyed with this kid. This is his image.
And it already wasn't a good image. And yes, I was a proponent for keeping him in there. Don't go out and get another quarterback. Give him a chance. Let him find out, you know, can he play? And he got a big second chance. Didn't expect it. Yes, he was going to learn from Aaron Rodgers. I understand that. But you went in and you showed glimpses, but you're not a starting quarterback in the NFL. At least not now. And I don't know why a team would go, hey, I know you wanted to protect yourself so you didn't get injured. Hey, why don't you come on in and be our quarterback until maybe things go south and then you're going to want to do the same thing. Like, who's going to want to sign him? Yeah, Mar.
if you're Zach Wilson, do you go to the front of the team at the beginning of the meeting and say, hey, guys, or do you call a press conference or something like that? I know you're not the starter, but you try to get out in front of this as soon as you can.
Well, I got to figure out if it's true or not. If it's true and he wants to get out in front of it, you have to do that this morning. But I don't, maybe feels this way. I got it. It's weird. It's there, but then is it really there in front of us? How exact is this? Yes, Tom.
If it's true and he ultimately does start the next game, what's the motivation other than trying to save their jobs, I guess? Are already weak offensive line. What's the motivation of these guys to block for this guy that they have no respect for? He's like, I don't want to play behind these guys. They're going to get me killed. You know, what are they going to
do?
Well,
even if they are trying hard, he still might get killed. I mean, we're talking about the Jets offensive line here. It's not like you go, man, can you guys be any crappier? Probably not. So he is going out there knowing that this could happen. Yes, Paul.
If you were Zach Wilson's agent today, would you advise your client to get out and talk to the media when all the Jets reporters are there, or zip it and just
This has nothing to do with my agent. This has to do with ownership and head coach, because now they're answering. Your agent isn't answering for
you.
But
I guess what I'm saying is, if you're the agent, do you advise Zach to talk today, because he's trying to get another 10 years out of this?
Well, they're not going to let him talk unless the Jets let him talk. It's not, I mean, the agent's trying to save, you know, his salary too. He's trying to, like, hey, I want to be attached to this guy for the next 10 years. He's committing career suicide with this. Yes, Marv.
But from the other standpoint, if you're a reporter, do you run right over to Zach Wilson? Zach.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yes. They might not make him available. If I'm the Jets, I better have a good script. And this, let's stick to the script here. And whatever that's going to be. But, you know, that now we start to spin. Yeah. Now you got to spin it. And, I mean, they're at a point where I don't know if you can spin it any other way than he doesn't want to play. I don't know. Like, Zach, I don't know what he could say. Like, hey, I was joking. Hey, it's not true. Okay, how did it get out? Did you talk to Aaron Rodgers? What did you tell Aaron Rodgers? Like, I mean, I'd love to be a reporter today. It'd be like, pew, 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 pew. I'd just be firing away. Yes, Marv.
How crazy is it? At the beginning of this season, everything about the Jets was so un-Jetsian. Monday Night Football, September 11th. First game, Aaron Rodgers is there. They got a good defense. Sauce Gardner, Garrett Wilson, they're there. And now we're right back to where we were before.
Gosh. Yes, Todd.
I wonder if a team, I know there's freedom of speech. If a team makes a player unavailable because they're afraid of what he's going to say or not say, can he still go on social media and just rattle off whether it's apologies or denials or whatever? Can the team say, we're not making you available and stay off of social media and demand him do that?
Depends on what his story is. If it's not true, I'd get out and yell from the mountaintops. It's not true. Feels like there's a little bit of truth in this. Feels like. And Aaron Rodgers now involved in it? Why is Aaron Rodgers involved in it if it's not true?
The good thing about Rodgers being involved, that will really quiet the story down and not blow it up in the media.
Yeah, because Tuesday appearance on Pat McAfee. Now, I know Pat McAfee's not exactly Mike Wallace, but I would think that we're going to be going right in on that. That's where I start. Aaron, good to talk to you. When's the last time you talked to Zach Wilson? We'll talk about your Achilles in a moment here. Let's talk about Zach Wilson. Yes, Marv.
And the fact that there was a group project done on this article is just insane. There's three people doing, you know, a high school group project, and it's three different sources. Is insane.
But I don't know if it's three different sources. It might be, like, how do three different organizations get this story? Hey, guys, let's do a conference call. I'm only going to tell you this once, and I'm going to give it to all three of you because we're friends. Like, is that what happens? Like, when Chris Mortensen and Shefty would break a story together, they would share it and be like, okay, who got the story? Yeah, see.
It is funny how that happens where, like, NFL Network and ESPN have the same story at the same time. And you're like,
Was it a press release sent out to you guys before it went out to everybody else? Yes, Paul.
By the way, I just looked at the Jets' schedule. I don't think I want Zach Wilson playing this weekend. They're facing the Texans, who are hungry and have a very good defense. And you're facing a rookie quarterback who's doing everything the opposite of what Zach Wilson has done in his career, playing fantastic right out of the gate. That is a disaster.
Okay, but what you brought in a quarterback who can't play quarterback but is friends with Aaron Rodgers. And then you bring in Trevor Siemian, who is a backup quarterback at best. And you have Zach Wilson. If you have three quarterbacks, you don't have one. But I'm just curious what happens today after practice. Oh, boy. Thank you, Jets. Thank you. Play of the Day's up next.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Oh, my God.
The play, the play of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
Check this out.
Browning, three receivers right, one out to the left. Five-man rush. Browning throws it deep downfield for Chase.
Baby.
Over the shoulder catch. He's off to the races at the 20, the 10, and he will back his way into the end zone for the Bengals touchdown.
That's courtesy of the Bengals Radio Network. Play of the day brought to you by the great folks in Las Vegas. No other city compares. Where spectacle and celebration are woven into the fabric of the community. Las Vegas, where conventional is challenged, the unexpected embraced. It's not just celebrating, it's celebration with an inch. By the way, when Trevor Lawrence went down with his ankle injury with 5 minutes to go, got up and then went back down, slammed his helmet down, and then all of a sudden he walks off the field and then walks through the tunnel. Do you have a cart? Do you have a side-by-side? Do you have something that maybe you could have said to Trevor, hey, why don't you jump on board so you're not walking on your injured ankle? How about crutches? How about something there? It was a long, long walk.
Can we get our franchise quarterback with a hurt leg a cart?
Yes.
Can we give him the Byron Leftwich treatment and maybe pick him up if we don't have the cart?
Yeah, I'm going, wait, guys.
Can't we get the fellow a ride?
He just got hurt. Can I get an Uber?
What are we doing?
Injury Uber.
Yes. Yes, Todd.
I'm reading the cart was illegally parked and they put a boot on it, so that wasn't even an option.
Thank you, Todd. Oh, man. I'm going, why is he walking?
Is the cart too big for the, I'm being serious here, was the cart too big for the
tunnel?
If someone should have saw that when they went cart shopping.
If I'm Doug Peterson, I go out and say, get on my back, you know?
Right. If anyone's cart worthy, it's Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, it's the home stadium, so they should be able to measure these things with a cart and the stadium tunnel size.
Thank you, Todd. Let's see. Terrence in Texas. Hi, Terrence. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. I just want to touch on this Zach Wilson thing.
Terrence, where are you working?
Man, I'm actually at the shop right now getting ready to go on to a job site. Let me take off Bluetooth.
Okay. All right. Oh, wound.
Sorry. Okay. Sorry about that, man. Zach Wilson's in a bad spot, though. He was supposed to play, or was supposed to sit. Now he's getting to play, and then he's being told he's a liability every time he's on the field. If I'm the dude, I don't want to play either. Now, maybe the injury thing's kind of BS, but, man, it's a bad situation. And if I'm him, I might want to pull the plug.
Yeah, but Terrence, when your career is in question, you have to play. You should want to play. You should be dying to play. You should say, whatever it takes, put me in. That's it. Now, I don't want you to say die, because, you know, then he might go, no, I don't want to die. Yes, Paul.
Maybe Zach Wilson's like a college quarterback in his mind. It's kind of like bowl season. These games don't mean anything. I'm not going to play in these games. Most quarterbacks don't play. Caleb Williams not playing the bowl game. Zach Williams has that bowl mentality.
Well, hopefully he doesn't say, you know what? I'm just going to go in the transfer portal. No, 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 Zach. No, no. This is the NFL. You have a contract here. You know, maybe I could go to USC. Brent in Alabama. Hi, Brent. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
I agree with Terrence. Listen, I'm no Zach Wilson fan, okay? I thought he was kind of a bad pick, but still, I don't blame him one bit. And what's he doing that's so different than every other player? There's tons of players every year that hold out for more money. They want a contract extension. They don't want to get franchised. He's looking out for himself. And when you're saying that, oh, here's his chance to show, he's getting a third chance now to prove to everybody, he doesn't have to prove to anybody. Everybody knows the Jets are a dumpster fire, okay? So he's really the only thing he's playing is to not get injured.
Yeah, but why would I want a quarterback who quits on his team because he's being selfish? You want to protect yourself. Yes, I'm sure you do. I mean, there are quarterbacks who are dying to play. I mean, Jake Browning would love to have that opportunity. Josh Dobbs. You know, they got the opportunity. I mean, there's so many quarterbacks out there that don't move on from Zach Wilson. You're going to probably have four or five quarterbacks taken in the first round this year. Like, after a while, nobody cares about you. And why would a team go, you know, he didn't want to play for the Jets? What happens when things go bad? That's what I want to know. You'll learn more about a quarterback when he does something bad or poorly. And then how does he respond? You know, that's what I want to know. These kids in college, they're usually playing against teams that are inferior. They're putting up big numbers. Everything's great. And now when you get to the pros, that's when you find out. What happens when you throw a pick six? What happens when you get sacked? What happens when you lose three games in a row? That's what this is about. And if it's not true, then shout that it's not true. Convince us it's not true. Because this is career suicide. And he was already on life support. Yes, Mark.
Yeah, if he's afraid of getting hurt, that's an easy fix. Don't play football.
It's true.
That's real easy.
It may happen.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to get hurt. Okay. Then don't. Just stay over here. Yeah. And maybe it'd be a coach. I don't know. But I want my quarterback to want to be out there no matter what. You get this opportunity. You won't get this opportunity. Yeah, Paulie.
By the way, I'm going to say it. His looks are doing him no service.
Oh, you think because
yes.
He's so good looking that...
Pretty boy was thrown around a lot yesterday. He's too good looking.
Kind of like a good looking comedian.
Yes.
You know,
they don't like him.
Yeah, we don't like those guys. All right. A lot more to talk about. Hour two on the program. More of your phone calls as well. Back after this.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up, and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.